Today, this year's Nobel laureates received their prizes in ceremonies in Stockholm and Oslo. The Peace Prize, this year awarded to the European Union, is presented in Oslo. From Scandinavia, the home of the Nobel Prizes, Matthew French has more.
The main focus for the Nobel Awards Centre on Oslo, where the prize for peace this year was handed to representatives of the European Union, this year's winner. The prize was received jointly by the European Council President Herman Van Rompuy, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, and European Parliament President Martin Schulz. These three institutions are considered to be the cornerstones of the European Union, who received the prize for its role in uniting the continent after two world wars. Some of the critics of the European Union receiving the prize this year point out how the Eurozone economic crisis has exposed the weaknesses in the bloc's nations. Nobel Committee Chairman Thorbjørn Jagland, referring to the economic crisis, said the political framework in which the Union is rooted is more important than ever. He added, "We must stand together. We have collective responsibility," as he warned of the risk of new nationalism in Europe. The European Commission President José Manuel Barroso lamented on Europe's single currency.
From six countries to soon 28, with Croatia joining the family, this has been a remarkable European journey, which is leading us to an ever closer union. And today, one of the most visible symbols of our unity is in everyone's hands. It is the euro, the currency of our European Union. We will stand by it.
At the ceremony, there was applause when the leaders of France and Germany stood up holding hands. For Vatican Radio in Scandinavia, this is Matthew French reporting.